Right now, it's time to talk with a gentleman named Mitch Molitor. And Mitch is with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Mitch, thank you for joining me today. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on today.
Are you enjoying the hot weather? Are you getting ready for the 100 degrees today? Are you like in a suit on the top and shorts on the bottom?
I really should be.
You really should be. Well, Mitch, let's introduce you to people here. First of all, tell us a little bit about what you do with Farmers and Merchants State Bank.
Yes. So I have been with Farmers and Merchants State Bank for a little over a year now, and I am a loan officer here.
Okay.
With an emphasis in agriculture, but doing a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. That's kind of how it is, right? When you're working with the bank and you're working with individuals and you want to help people out.
It sure is.
So with your position there at Farmers and Merchants State Bank, you know, anyone that I've talked to so far with the bank, I've learned that you're really customer service driven in a lot of different areas. Can you talk about some of the things that you really work with people?
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the best parts about being a smaller local bank is the customer interactions that you get. Mm-hmm. Because we still offer a variety of products, whether it be anything agriculture, land purchases, farm buying, ag line of credits to houses, purchasing homes, home equity line of credits, or even commercial and building up a business, all the way to buying cars. So being able to help customers with anything along any of those lines, it's just really satisfying to work with people in your area and help the community thrive.
Yeah, and you guys love to know people's names. That's one of the things that you guys really thrive on is you know your customers. You know what they need. You watch out for them as their businesses grow in the agriculture arena or whatever it might be. And it seems like you're always there for them, kind of watching trends.
Yes, 100%. And that's one of our mottos is because friendly still counts. You don't get hardly ever, if ever, that somebody walks through the door and they're not being greeted by someone at the front. It's a main goal of ours, and it just makes for better business when you connect on a personal level like that.
Yeah. Well, Mitch, you know, I would imagine, you know, you're keeping a pretty good eye on the economy right now. Is there certain things that you're seeing with our economy in your world of banking?
Yeah, and it has been a crazy ride over the last how many months. And some of the things I know, the specifically crop input prices and along those lines, we just kind of ridiculous this year along with fuel prices. So it's good to see those things kind of trickling back down a little bit, mm-hmm. as well as the housing market, which was, you couldn't buy a house fast enough for a little while there. And it seems like everything is starting to tone down a little bit, as well as inflation. So yeah, just kind of watching those trends and staying up to date with all those things through whatever it may be, newsletters, conferences.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And trying to find, you know, trying to help people, especially in this economy. You know, I always say that people, you know, regular people become a victim of economy, right? You don't get a raise just because inflation happens. You don't have that opportunity necessarily, you know, and in what we've experienced, you know, some of it's more like we're still making close to the same. And if you do get a raise, it's probably not going to, you know, keep up with the economy. So in those situations, I'm imagining that you, Mitch, with the bank, really, really keep an eye on the loans that you think are going to be really something that will work with people's budgets, make them comfortable and not stress out, that you really look for that loan that's going to fit their lifestyle today and in the future.
Yeah, that's something that should definitely be looked at any point, given any circumstance. If the loan isn't going to fit the customer who's looking at it, it doesn't make sense for any party involved, because we want to do business with you, but we want to do good business with you. We want you to succeed. Mm-hmm. And if we give you a loan that doesn't work for you or doesn't make sense for you, it's not good for either party involved. There's no benefit. So we always want to help the customer succeed and find a way that helps fit best with their plans and their goals.
Okay, that's interesting. So like when you were talking about like things to watch for with the economy, and you keep up with all of these things, can you explain how people can access updates like with the economy and check on local weather and things like that that might affect what they're doing?
Yes. So actually on our Farmers and Merchants website, fmpeers.com, we have a DTN portal that you can keep updated on a lot of those things, whether it be from the futures markets to your local weather to news events and headlines. It's a great access point for people that are interested in anything going on in the economy at this time.
Very neat. Okay. Well, let's talk a little about some of the main needs that you're currently seeing in areas of lending. I'm always interested in seeing what people are really doing right now. What do you see as far as agriculture?
Yeah, in agriculture, and it might be a little surprising. One of the bigger things that I've been noticing is people are still hungry for land.
Yeah.
Even with increasing interest rates, they always want more, and it's become so valuable, and farmers can never have enough of it. So looking at adding additional land to the farm, or another big thing, especially this spring, with input loans, with fertilizers and seeds all costing way more than typical, those were a big portion of this spring's expenses for them.
Oh, I imagine. How about the real estate market? What has it been looking there for consumer needs?
Yeah, a big one with consumers, as I mentioned earlier, houses were crazy. People were buying left and right. But as well as that, a lot of people have been doing remodels and stuff on their homes instead of possibly going to try and join that hectic market at the moment. So home equity line of credits has been a big thing for us. People trying to do some renovations and using the equity they already have in their homestead to do that.
I think about that a lot. You know, with my house, I've lived there for 3 years, and I think about some of the things that need to be done to my property, my driveway, my landscaping, that I need to do to make sure that I keep the value of my home where it should be, you know, as opposed, you know, with my neighbors and everything, and make sure that all stays, you know, up to date. How soon after you buy a house do you recommend that people look at those kind of things to make sure that they are keeping things up to date and in a market where if you ever decided to sell that your house would be up to date, like with everything else that's in its neighborhood?
Yeah. And that is going to be totally dependent on the person. Mm-hmm. If you're not very interested in selling and you like your place as it is, you can do it whenever you feel. But if you're someone that you might be on the market or you might be watching out for it, it never hurts at any time. So it's kind of just whenever the customer feels right. We would never recommend they do something that they don't want to. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing for customer feel on what they would like to do and how they would like to upkeep that place.
And, you know, I think another thing that a lot of people wonder about sometimes is when they do want to make those updates, they're trying to find, just like finding a bank, the right bank for their needs that's really going to work with them and make sure they got the right loan that fits. They're also looking for community members that can work on those projects that they can trust. And so when they're coming to the bank and saying, hey, you know what, maybe I want to do a remodel of my bathroom, or maybe I need a new deck put on my house, do they sometimes ask you for recommendations of businesses you know in the community to help them with those projects?
Every once in a while we do, yes. And we like to tell them the weather options, and we're not going to go tell anyone to use so-and-so just because we know them personally. But yes, sometimes they do ask, especially if they're new to the community. They might ask who the best people are for the job or people in the area that are capable of doing the job.
Yeah.
So we will give out recommendations every once in a while.
I would say just because of who you are and the position that you're in, you would know your community, because that seems what it is really like that you guys like to work with. You like to know who is in the community, who is working in the community, who's living there, so you can be that beneficial bank to everyone there. Can you tell people a little bit about what it's like to work with you? I mean, what is it like to work with Farmers and Merchants State Bank?
Yeah. So working with us at Farmers and Merchants, there's that customer interaction that was spoke of earlier. It's very personal. You really get to know them. By the end of it, I like to think that we're not just customers. They're not just customers. We're working on a friendship towards the end of this, because it's always great to work with people and help them in their needs. So, yeah, as well as that, you get to work interactively with myself or another lender or we have a whole team of great people here at F&M that are always helping each other out in any circumstance. So if I was gone, you would still be helped. There would never be an issue with any of that.
Yeah, I like that. Mitch, it's always fun for us to get to know you as a person when we talk to the people that we're interviewing. Yes, I know you have a job with Farmers and Merchants State Bank, but you as a person, is there any area of focus that you are currently pursuing and that you have a drive behind that really makes you love what you do?
Yes. So I've always been, I guess, pursuant of agriculture. I actually grew up on a dairy farm just in Watkins, okay. Went to school in Eden Valley here. So I had a little bit of an interesting route to get here. I had full intentions of going back home to take over the farm when I was done with college. Mm-hmm. But my parents ended up selling the dairy cattle before I got there.
Oh.
And good for them. It was better for their plans. But so then I was looking at a different way that I could stay involved in the agricultural community, mm-hmm. and still be able to help people in the best way possible. And this job opportunity came up, and it just ended up being too good that I couldn't not apply for it. So it really has been a blessing for me.
Do you miss not being able to work with the cows? I mean, obviously, if you grew up that way, you probably had a big hand and knew just what to do with all that.
Yes, yeah. I did, and I do miss the cattle somewhat. We have a lot of family that also is still involved in agriculture.
Okay.
Cousins who are also our neighbors still have dairy cattle, and they still let me be involved there when need be. I know I already got a call to help them harvest hay tonight after work here. So
hey, I'm a farm
never
kid
quite
too.
Done.
I totally get that. I remember every year on the farm there in Princeton, my dad called all the nephews. They came over, and Mom and I, we would make a big dinner for everybody and help everybody, and they'd go out and do all the hay. And yeah, I grew up on a farm, and I know just what that's like. It's great to have neighbors that watch out for each other and family. And do you have any great stories that you could share with us? I mean, obviously, you can't mention names. We understand that. But of helping customers out with maybe their personal banking needs or business or agricultural that really stand out to you that you go, yes, I am so glad that this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and I guess I'll take a more general approach to this one. One thing I have found incredibly satisfying is helping people with first-time loans, because you can see that it's, as much as they don't want to admit, if they won't, it's a stressful process for a first-time loan applicant, whether it just be purchasing a vehicle or somebody purchasing a house. And when it comes to that closing day, when they're signing those last papers, it's satisfying for all parties involved. So that has got to be one of my favorite items, including customer interactions.
Yeah, that's a day of smiles. It's a day of tears. They hand you the keys to whatever it is that you just, I mean, it's really, it's like, wow, this is really happening. It's quite surreal when that happens.
It sure is.
Right. Well, what's on the horizon for you at Farmers and Merchants State Bank? What's coming up for you guys in the future? What are you guys looking at? Do you see any trends?
Yeah, so I know a few months back they were, when all the inflation started and interest rates rising, it was going to be crazy interest rate hikes. But mm-hmm. it actually looks like those are going to calm down a little bit. It's looking, the projection from a report that we get, it's looking like it's going to slow down in September here. So that's, I'm sure, good to hear for all potential customers. But, yeah, we also have some really cool other things. So we are switching our core processing. So on the account side, now we'll be able to have our debit cards just printed up same day.
Oh.
And with that, we're also going ahead with more technology advances. So we're working on putting an electronic document signing in process, as well as having fillable applications on our website. So we do have some pretty fun technological advances coming up for F&M here in the next few months.
That's really neat. It sounds fun. So if someone says, you know what, I really like that Mitch guy. I think I want to do my banking over there at Farmers and Merchants State Bank. And maybe they just want to start with a checking account or something. Do they just stop by and see somebody? Do they need to make an appointment?
No, they do not need to make an appointment. They can just stop by, give us a call, reach out to our website, or, yeah, just visit any of the three branches, whether it's Perry, Sauk Rapids, or Green Valley. And one of our representatives would love to help with that.
And now if they're really interested in, you know, some agricultural loans or looking for land, or this is maybe their first time in that process, they can just come in and say, hey, this is what we're looking for. We really need some help. It's the first time doing this. And you guys will walk them through the process so they know exactly what they're looking at.
Yes, we would definitely do that. And as well as that, looking at every avenue to find them the best possible scenario, we have a lot of resources that we utilize for basically every scenario. So whether that be partnering with Farmer Mac or FSA or any of that stuff to get these guys the best deal that fits their style and their plan, we would love to walk them through that.
So basically you just go through a list of questions to try to figure out the best scenario for them and then show them a few different paths that they could choose and let them decide what they think is going to work best?
Yeah, we always like to hear what the customer's plans are going forward. So I like to sit down and talk with them about that and their goals, and then we represent all the options that we have and help them with what seems to fit best with their plan and their goals.
That's awesome. Well, Mitch, we're about out of time. I really had fun talking with you today. Thank you so much for making time for us. And I'm so glad that you found your new role and you really love it there at Farmers Merchant State Bank.
Yes, I am as well. And thank you for having me. This was an absolute pleasure.
All right. It's Mitch Molitor, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, business loans, home mortgage specialists. They can help you out with whatever you're looking for.